Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Rourke for the out. McNeely moves to third. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Farrell moves to third. Schult moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Schult scores. Gulick moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Badgerow takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Badgerow. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Schemalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shultz. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. One out. Schemalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Badgero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Sam Gray now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulick throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Boley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Miller scores. Dykes scores. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Earnshaw moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Earnshaw tags and scores. Bishop tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Haas throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Melillo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Sam Gray. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McNeely hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Jack Quinn now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Kress reaches second base with a double. Haas throws the ball into Bishop who relays the ball to Dykes who tags Kress trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Rourke scores. Badgerow goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 6-5, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Lefty Grove now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Schult moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, Browns, 6. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Kimsey hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Clyde Mannion now catching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Badgerow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress strikes out. The ball gets by Cochran. He chases the ball to the backstop. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kress scores. Schult moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 7, Browns, 7. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Boley is hit by the pitch. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bajro. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Boley scores. Grove moves to third. It's 8-7, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Bajro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grove tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to second. Red Bajro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bajro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bajro strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.